proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast relating to Jewish and Bible interpretation. We began to look at the 53rd chapter of Isaiah with its reference to God's servant and how that servant turns out to be Jesus Christ. The opening phrases of the second verse in Isaiah 53 use two horticultural similes depicting God's servants as a little-known figure. Quote, "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground." Unquote. The phrase, "root out of a dry ground," denoted the non-prestigious nature of the servant's background. The phrase "dry ground" itself describes an arid, desert-like locale, as it did in the opening verse of Psalm 63. The Jewish nation itself came out of such an environment. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God declared that the Jews comprised, quote, "the fewest of all people," unquote. Yet, God chose them as his peculiar treasure. Nonetheless, the phrase Isaiah used seems more appropriate when it refers to Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ arose out of comparative obscurity. When Philip told Nathanael about the Savior in the first chapter of John, the latter figure asked, quote, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Unquote. The Pharisees derided the Savior's obscure origins in John chapter 9 when they told the man born blind, quote, "As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is," unquote. The remainder of the second verse in Isaiah 53 seemed to address the distasteful appearance that that servant presented. Quote, "He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him," unquote. Perhaps this observation tied in with a statement made in the previous chapter of Isaiah, that the servant's visage was, quote, "so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." The Hebrew noun rendered as form, toar, depicted physical beauty. When negated, as it was in this passage of Isaiah, the word toar portrayed a lack of physical attractiveness. The Hebrew word hadah, describing glory, conveyed the same meaning when negated. The Jewish nation anticipated their Messiah would manifest himself with splendor during his advent. They expected someone to come to them as a regal figure, redeeming them from foreign oppressors. Instead, Jesus Christ presented himself before them as meek and lowly. Thus, Isaiah's description of the servant in Isaiah 53, verse 2, confounded Jewish objections. The prophet's next statement added to that image presented in the prior phrase. Quote, "When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him," unquote. This assertion did not apply that God's servant would appear physically repulsive to others, as a few commentators have implied. Rather, Isaiah's phrase suggested that the servant would not call attention unto himself by means of his appearance. That certainly was true of Jesus Christ. He drew others unto himself by means of his works, his character, and his doctrine, not through external manifestations of inherent personal glory. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Jewish Bible interpretation.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.